public school students in Michigan. Well, they've been back in the class for about 3 weeks now, some kids even a little bit longer than that. Educators and law enforcement groups are capitalizing on the fresh school year to launch a new statewide safety initiative. It's called OK to Say. That's OK, the number 2, and SAY. It's a confidential reporting system, and it allows anyone to submit an anonymous tip if they suspect an act of violence is imminent. Current State's Kevin Lavery was at Lansing's Eastern High School for the announcement by Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette. Schuette says fear of taking a stand fuels what he calls a culture of science.
And what this does is it shatters this old culture of don't be a narc, don't be a snitch, don't be a rat, into a different culture of responsibility that says it's okay to say.
Okay to Say is meant to be an early warning system to stop acts of violence before they begin. Users can download a new mobile app to submit their information, or they can send a text, an email, or complete an online form. It's based on a reporting system already in use in Colorado. In fact, Attorney General Schuette says the Michigan version is the idea of Cadillac Schools Superintendent Joanne Spry, who was living in Colorado during the Columbine High School massacre in April 1999. The U.S. Secret Service reports that in 81% of violent incidents in schools, at least one other person knew of the attacker's plans but failed to report it. Often, that person fears retribution. Sandra York is the executive director of the Michigan Parent Teacher Association. She says OK to Say is designed to remove the informant from the surroundings of their peer groups.
No matter how hard a school tries to retain anonymity, it just doesn't always happen. And so it makes it difficult for a student to talk to an adult. You take it outside of the school, and even though the information is going to get back there, it's coming in a different way.
Reaching students through the technology they're familiar with is key to the program's success. Kevin Epling is well known in Michigan as an advocate against bullying. The state enacted Matt's Safe School Law in 2011, 9 years after Epling's son and the law's namesake took his own life after being bullied. Epling just downloaded the OK to Say mobile app, and he's encouraged by it.
It looks like it's going to work, and actually they have already gotten some tips by a couple of the other rollouts that they've done across the state. So it's working. Students are starting to use it.
Epling says the anonymity of OK to Say takes the bully's power of payback out of the equation. He hopes the system will inspire many young people to be more aware of their surroundings and speak up when they feel something may be wrong. The OK to Say mobile app is iPhone and Android compatible. A full explanation of how it works can be found online at mi.gov/OK2SAY. For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.
And I'm Sue Carter in for Mark Bayshore.